Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaBusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I am your host, Rasheryl McCrary, and I am the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, I am a certified leadership coach and a certified personal brand strategist, and over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with personal branding, or perhaps you are new to the show, a personal brand is your unique promise of value. It is your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, and creative abilities. And personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. Now, each week on The Leader and the Muse, we will be discussing personal branding through the lens of my brand You program. Now, that's brand Y-O-U, which means brand your own uniqueness. And it's designed to help leaders and entrepreneurs unearth and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, as a little bit of a side note, brand you and this idea of branding your own uniqueness was really inspired by this wonderful quote by William Aruda, the godfather of personal branding. And the quote says, "What makes you unique makes you successful." And that's the core of all the work that we do at Dow Leadership Development and the Brand You program. Now, in this program, I have a four-step process that I use with all of my clients to really help them jumpstart their personal branding. And so the first step of that process is excavate, and it's a journey of self-reflection, of external assessment, and it's really a phase where we help you unearth your unique qualities. That's what that phase is all about. The second stage of our process is called clarify, and that's where we sift through all the data that's gathered in the excavate phase, and we boil that data down to its essential elements. What are your big differentiators? What's your secret sauce? Who's your target audience? Those are the things we cover in the clarify phase. The third phase is embody, and this is the part that's most visible to the world. This is the actual skills and practices that amplify your brand. So you guys who are listeners or frequent listeners are familiar with the brand pie that I talk about: your presence, meaning how you communicate, your image, and your environment. Those things all have to be brand aligned based on what we discover in the excavate and the clarify phase. And then the very last phase is this idea of leverage, of identifying low-impact, high-value actions that really launch your brand out into the world in ways that drive success. So that is the Brand You program. And each week, usually what we're doing here on the show is we're exploring various aspects of this process with our guests. So this week's guest is very, very special, and our topic this week is all about building your brand by being able to communicate powerfully across generations. And my guest this week is Scott Spann. I'm so thrilled to have him here, and Scott is the president of Tolero Solutions, an organizational improvement and strategy firm. And Tolero Solutions specializes in developing people and organizations to be more effective, productive, and profitable to facilitate sustainable growth. Scott is an author on various topics of organizational development and generational diversity, and he's the creator of the Recruitment and Retention Lifecycle. Now, Scott's results have not only helped achieve desired goals, but have also increased personal growth and development for his clients and helping them to lead more efficient and effective work environments. Scott holds a master's in organizational development from American University and the NTL Institute. He's also certified in the FIRO B Element B behavior instrument and powered by the human element, and he holds process mapping and balanced scorecard certifications. And I'm so thrilled to have Scott here because he is a generational diversity expert, and I'm so thrilled to have you. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you, Rochelle. Glad to be here. I appreciate it. This is a topic that you know I'm quite passionate about, so I'm very happy to join you and your audience and discuss further with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, before we turn into our topic, which is really based on a report that you've developed, and our topic today is the top 10 ways to engage Gen Y employees. Before we dive into that, though, Scott, I have to ask you the question I ask all of my guests, and that is, how did you, Scott Spann, become brand Scott Spann? How did that happen? So give us a little bit about your background, your journey, your path to being the brand Scott Spann.
Sure. And I have to chuckle somewhat given our topic today because I did take somewhat of a generational approach to developing my personal brand as well. Initially, given my background in organization development and change management and also being a generational cusper myself too, one of the things that I had taken to heart in developing personal brand was particularly helping others to raise awareness around any particular challenges and impediments, both personally, interpersonally, and organizationally. Things actually grew from there, from the Tolero perspective. Initially, though, interesting that we're talking about the personal brand piece today, because one of the things that I had found was it's often somewhat of a difficult but interesting journey to make the transition from personal brand to organizational brand, which is a journey that I'm continuing right now at this point as well. Being in the field of organization development, I had found that working with firms of various sizes, from Fortune 500 large organizations to also small boutique firms, that I wasn't personally getting the satisfaction from my work that I had desired, and I felt that I wasn't making the most powerful impact that I could for the organizations and individuals that I was working with. And that was for various reasons, depending on the organizations that I was aligned to. But it was one of the major catalysts, as well as the entrepreneurial spirit of Gen Y, that led me to actually form Tolero Solutions.
Okay, great. So when you say, and this is a recurring thing that many of my guests articulate, that that, you know, the position they were in, be it with a government agency or with a corporation, that they weren't quite fulfilled. Something wasn't, you know, they weren't fully fulfilled in that environment, and so they stepped out to form their own business or their own practice, or that kind of thing. And so it sounds like that was a big catalyst for you, is that you just weren't completely fulfilled in the work that you were doing for other within another organization. Is that right?
Precisely, Rochelle. That is a huge, huge piece of it, yes. I was just not personally fulfilled from all aspects of what I thought I could provide to help improve organizations and the individuals within them, and that was a very big catalyst for starting Tolero Solutions.
And now, Scott, is your background completely organizational development, or were there other career paths and influences that you've had that really have shaped sort of your interest and the work that you do?
Well, actually, interesting question, because the field of organization development is actually grounded in the behavioral sciences, and I've always had somewhat of an interest in psychology. I joke with many of my clients about being the son of a therapist and an engineer, so I have both sides of the brain, if you will, which is actually helpful in my work as well. No, most definitely, although, you know, the psychology led well into organization development because it allowed me to utilize that skill set and passion within business. My initial start was actually in more of a strategy-focused and process-focused role, thus those certifications that I have in process mapping and the balanced scorecard. And although I found that to be very valuable grounding, and still is, I'm much more interested in working around, you know, the behavioral sciences and around the people side of organizations. So made that transition more so into the organizational side of things.
Okay, great. And so what gave you the courage, Scott, to step away from an employment situation, step away from a job that was in that kind of security, and to really step out and launch Tolero Solutions? A lot of my listeners are sometimes in that position where they're in a corporate environment or a very stable work environment, but there's a spark, there's a desire to step out there. So what gave you the courage to do that?
Quite honestly, I would equate a lot of it back to simple frustration, but frustration in a positive way, not right. so much in a negative way, which is, as I had said before, it was the fact that I did not feel like I was able to make such a positive impact and a difference doing the work that I really wanted to do. And right. I had, you know, made the decision that if I'm ever going to be able to really not only utilize frameworks, theories, methodologies, mindsets, etc., to make a positive impact, in addition, you know, be able to more so have the flexibility to pick and choose those that I can take on as clients, because let's face it, as I'm sure you might have run into as well, Rochelle, not everybody is always prepared and ready for change and for a lot of the work that comes with leadership development and OD. But those things combined somewhat lit a fire, and I basically made the decision it was time to actually just take that next step and see if I could make that difference.
That's great, and it's really inspiring for others to hear. I think that, you know, that positive frustration, that desire to make a bigger difference, to have a bigger impact, and to really utilize all of your gifts and skills and talents that you bring to the table. That's such a powerful inspiration and force to sort of get you to step out and take a risk to start a business. So thank you for sharing that with me and with our listeners. Now, Scott, the other thing I would love to know is, we have a couple of minutes before we're going to get to a break here, but I would love to know, what do you think differentiates you from your peers in the marketplace, from other consultants who work in generational diversity or who are organizational development gurus? What really sets you apart, do you think, and sets Tolero apart from other firms that are out there?
Sure. And, what would set Tolero apart is the reason that I had started the firm to begin with, which is our core motto here at Tolero Solutions, which is facilitating sustainable growth. And that's not just on an organizational level, but it's on an individual level as well when we have the opportunity to do such work. And I think that that's a big distinguishing factor that makes Tolero unique. We are not in the market of working for our clients, to just continually come back in and keep coming back and keep coming back. It's the old OD adage in my field, which is literally, work yourself out of a job, so to speak, which has actually led to longer-term relationships with clients in the long run, in transferring knowledge and transferring skills and experiences to them so that they can become a more sustainable organization. And that is a key differentiator for us. And in addition, I would just briefly add, too, the other key differentiator is the raising awareness piece. So where we're often brought in to do one piece of work, if we see that something else is going on within the organization, we're not shy about bringing that up to our clients. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they choose to address that is, of course, entirely up to them, but we're not going to hold something back from them that may not be within quote, contractor scope that could be detrimental to them.
Right, right. Great, Scott. And actually, it's time for us to move into a quick break, a short break. So this is Rasheryl McCreary. My guest today is Scott Spann. He's the CEO of Tolero Solutions. And you are listening to The Leader in the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after this break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
We're hearing more and more about the cloud and how we're using the cloud in our daily lives, whether we're aware of it or not. How can the cloud help your business? Join Bonnie D. Graham every Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time for In the Cloud with Game Changers, presented by SAP on the Business Channel, and learn how to make your business soar to new heights.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of The Costa Report, every Tuesday at 6 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. My guest this week has been called the Thinking Man's Talk Show host, Mr. Dick Cavett. Cavett will be here to talk about the great leaders he has interviewed and what it takes to get people with opposing views to listen to one another. Don't miss Dick Cavett this Tuesday at 6 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet talk radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
And we are back. This is Rasheryl McCreary, and my guest today is Scott Spann. He's a generational diversity expert. He's also the CEO of Tolero Solutions, and you are listening to us on The Leader in the Muse on Voice America Business. So right before the break, we were talking about Scott's company and the work that he does and his incredible story of just being inspired to become an entrepreneur and to start Tolero Solutions. And now we're going to move into a topic that Scott's an expert in and a topic of great interest to many of my clients and many of you listeners, and that is the top 10 ways to engage Gen Y employees. So many times, Scott, I have clients who are baby boomers or just, you know, older generations, mm-hmm. or traditionalists, maybe you would call them, who really are a little experiencing some frustration around how to really engage Gen Y and having difficulty understanding why their younger managers don't seem to get it, or the ways that they're communicating with their Gen Y employees is not quite sticking or working. And so I thought that before we jump into your wonderful report where you outline the top 10 ways to engage Gen Y, I thought it'd be great for you to sort of lay a foundation for us and talk about the different generations and sort of maybe share a little bit with us about how sort of the shaping experiences or big broad themes within those generations. So I'll hand that big question over to you and let you launch into it.
Certainly, certainly. And I do think it certainly helps for your listeners to take a quick few seconds just to lay the groundwork around the generations. Depending on what research you're looking at and what publication, sometimes you'll see the generations, various generations, referred to by different names and even by somewhat different years. But generally speaking, as you mentioned, Rochelle, traditionalists are still in the workforce as well. So right now we have five generations currently in the workplace. And our traditionalists are those that are usually born between 1926 and 1945, followed by the baby boomers, 46 to 64 on average. And then Gen X, which can be squashed in the middle often, 65 to 78. And then your Gen Ys, which are also referred to by some as millennials as well when looking at the tail end, but those are really 79 to 2000 or 79 to present, depending on what research you're looking at. So with that being said, some of the cultural and societal things that, of course, occur within one's generational cohort does help to shape an individual's views both professionally and personally, over the years. So there are some significant differences between the various generations in that regard. For example, since often I find in this work that most conflict usually exists generationally between baby boomers and millennials, Gen Y millennials.
That's interesting that you say that most conflict mm-hmm. exists between boomers and millennials. And so before you drill down a little bit mm-hmm. into that, why do you think that is versus Gen X and boomers or traditionalists and Gen X? You know what I mean? So why do you think that yeah. is that's where that tension point really is?
A lot of it, quite frankly, is generational stereotyping. Certain things, when we do workshops around this, it often comes up when you get the cohorts in the room that, some of these things aren't actually the case in regards to communication, for example. But I'll touch on that point to answer your question. Communication is usually one of the big areas that leads to the most conflict between baby boomers and Gen Y millennial generation. The communication styles preferred and the means, vehicles for communication, are somewhat different, particularly in the workplace. Ironically, not so much in personal, but in the workplace tend to be different between the baby boomers and the millennials. And often you can have mixed messages on account of that. 2 second example, I was working with a client who, couldn't believe that her millennials were, on Facebook and on social media at work. I mean, she was a baby boomer, and this is just completely upsetting to her. And I said, well, how's their performance? And she said, fine. And I said, did you ask them why they're on social media in the workplace? And she said, no, they're just messing around. I said, did you ask? So we went over and we asked one of the millennials, and the response we got was somewhat interesting. The millennial responded and said, well, because you gave me this particular task, so I was immediately utilizing social media to reach out to the largest group of my network possible, as quick as possible, to get you the responses you needed to deliver on the work.
Wow.
So perfect, real-life example of just communication misconception right. and around the communication styles. And I think that that's one of the biggies.
Right. Very, very interesting. And, it's so interesting you would say that because just on a personal note, I noticed that within my family, within my generation and younger, if a question comes up or something, you want to find out something, you jump on your iPad and you Google it and find the answer. And what I noticed with my parents' generation and older is that's not the first thing that occurs to them. That's just not even the realm of they're not even, their brains aren't even wired, it seems, to even think about, oh, let me Google this or let me go there first. And so just in that personal sense, I can see a difference in how we even think about how to gather information, how to collect data, how to research something is just really different. So that's a great example that you laid out for us. So with that foundation, can you give us a little bit of a sense of how what forces really have shaped each one of these generations, just to further lay a groundwork for us, so we get a sense of maybe the concerns or the sort of shaping factors for each of these generations?
Do you Sure, of course. I'm happy to touch on a few for each. I mean, you know, it's as I say, too, in doing this work, I mean, regardless of what generation one falls into, we've all had key defining social and cultural and life events.
Exactly.
And, you know, as I had mentioned, those do help shape our views and our work styles, for that matter.
Right.
For example, the traditionalists, to your question, I mean, you know, that was the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl. Social Security was established. You had Pearl Harbor. You know, and these particular events, you know, directly impacted that generation. Whereas, and I should say, and, you know, they've also, you know, learned to do without because of what was going on there as well, which is often a point of contention with younger generations. Whereas your baby boomers, you know, somewhat different key defining events that led them to be more optimistic team players, such as the end of World War II, you know, innovation and technology, the moon landing, civil rights movement, rock and roll. I mean, we even had medical advances, polio vaccine during the baby boomer era. Pardon me.
Right.
Whereas, you know, your Gen Xers, and this is when you do start to see some similarities, moving on down, so to speak, your Gen Xers, it was things such as, you know, the energy crisis, the Cold War, corporate downsizing, recession, you know, so, you know, that those type of events, although civil rights continue with the women's rights movement as well, and but, you know, those type of events also help to shape that particular generation's view. And then moving on to, you know, now that brings you to your Gen Y and millennials. So, and, you know, in that particular generational cohort, although things were occurring, and some still are, actually, such as, you know, the Iraq War and Afghanistan, the War on Terror, you also had things like, you know, the Berlin Wall falling down and the advent of video gaming and social networking, you know, and the widespread use of technology, both for internet, music, cell phones, and all of that. You know, so that changed the whole social and communication landscape as well for that particular generation. So, you know, those are just some high-level, you know, events, societal and cultural events, that, you know, help to impact the views of the various generations.
Yeah, this is wonderful. What a great foundation you've laid for us here. So it gives us a nice snapshot. And indeed, it's just a snapshot, right? I mean, there are a lot of nuances. There are, you know, a lot of trends that or people that may not quite fit into these buckets. But this is a nice snapshot that, for us to sort of work from today as we discuss this. So we have a break coming up in just a few minutes, Scott, but I do want to turn our attention towards your wonderful, wonderful report, on, generational engagement. And it's a checklist you created, and it has the top 10 ways to engage your Gen Y employees. And I think this is so important, for many of my clients as we look at ways to, really build their brand or evolve their brand, being able to not only communicate with impact amongst your peers or amongst senior leaders, but also being able to communicate with impact, to influence, to engage younger leaders and who may be of a different, you know, generation than you. I think that's an important part of your brand, being able to communicate with a broad and diverse array of people in the workplace. I think that's a huge thing to bring to the table, being able to communicate across that generational divide. So that's why I really want to do this show today, because this is an issue that crops up, and I think it's a skill, right? It's a skill that can really be developed. So what I'd like to do is take a look at your first topic here in your report, and it's really about just even in terms of recruiting Gen Y talent. So, I mean, there's lots of Gen Y talent out there. They are smart, they're hungry, they're savvy, they're quick. I mean, these are some great hires, and some really talented folks in the workplace and looking for jobs. So the first thing you start with really is recruiting and being really straightforward and honest in terms of starting that relationship. And so what I'd like to do is have you tell us just a little bit about that, and then we need to go to a break quickly and we'll come back to it.
Certainly. certainly. Yeah, and the report is structured in the context to most help our clients. But from the recruiting perspective, that straightforward and honest is key. I mean, Gen Y is very attuned to the overpromise and underdeliver. And if that actually occurs, they'll leave. So, you know, they can pick up on these things from the very first instance. And it's not that they don't have an interest in performing, but their expectation is there from day one that they know what's expected of them and vice versa. So organizations need to actually look at it from two sides. You know, there can no longer be this one-size-fits-all, here's what we expect of you kind of thing, because Gen Y will pick up on that incongruence. And if they feel that they've been overpromised or underdelivered, or this is not what they signed up for, or they don't have those clear expectations and goals, then, in fact, you're going to have an issue from day one, and they are likely to leave the organization.
Great. Good. So I'm glad we talked about that, got that established, that honesty has to happen from the very beginning. So we're going to take a quick break, Scott, and we'll be right back. So this is Rasheryl McCrary. I'm your host for The Leader in the Muse, and we are speaking with Scott Spann, CEO of Tolero Solutions. We will be right back on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answer Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answer Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answer Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answer Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
So this is Rasheryl McCrary. I'm your host for The Leader in the Muse. And our guest today is Scott Spann, CEO of Tolero Solutions. He is also a generational diversity expert. And we are talking about Scott's wonderful report entitled Generational Engagement. It's a Gen Y checklist on how to engage Gen Y employees. And he's been generous enough to share this with us and to talk to us about this on the show. And Scott, we already jumped a little bit into that list in terms of talking about how to recruit Gen Y employees in a way that's really clear and honest and clearly defined and authentic. But what I'd like to know is, how did you actually develop this report? What was the impetus for you developing the report?
Sure. And thank you, Rasheryl. The checklist is actually an abbreviated version of longer, more in-depth research that we have done on the topic with our clients. And the executives that we work with around this topic had, you know, requested You know, what are the top 10 things we can do to engage this generation, to keep this generation, to make them high performers? And that in itself led to narrowing it down to a useful checklist format. And the checklist itself is actually based on our recruitment and retention life cycle, which begins with the hiring phase, thus recruiting, and moves all the way into coaching and feedback with various phases in between. So the checklist itself was actually developed based on that methodology and some more in-depth research into the topic.
Okay. Well, this is a wonderful tool for so many organizations. So if there are listeners who want to reach out to you, Scott, to either get the checklist or talk to you about generational diversity work that you do or engagement work that you do, how can they reach you?
Yes, they can visit our website, tolerosolutions.com, and contact us for more information that way. Or they can also feel free to email us at info@tolerosolutions.com. And I see to it that that's forwarded to me. Just please put the topic, Voice America, Leader in the Muse, so that I'm aware how to respond. And I'll be more than happy to send anything that's not posted directly on our website regarding the topic.
Okay, great. That's great. So, folks, you can reach Scott at info@tolerosolutions.com, and we will repeat that again throughout the broadcast so that folks can make sure they write that down. So, great. So, Scott, what I want to do now is I want to turn back to your checklist. And so, number one of the top 10 ways was to engage Gen Y employees is to just be straightforward and honest in the recruiting process, that first part of the life cycle of an employee. Then number two you have here is meritocracy, not hierarchy. So talk to us a little bit about that. What does that mean?
Well, Gen Y overall has an extremely low tolerance for political bureaucracy. Quite ironic, given that we just had an election here, and they turned out in such large droves. But in the workforce, they don't really buy into the tenure chain of command style approach. One of the big reasons, actually, that we're finding that some of my government clients are having a very difficult time attracting this generational cohort, and certain other industries as well that tend to be more hierarchical or bureaucratic in nature. Gen Y has a belief in open and honest communication, so they feel that feedback should go in all directions, not just top-down, and not just, during performance appraisals, every 6 months or once a year or whatever the case may be. For them, it's more so, the success factor is more so based on results, not so much on how long have you been with an organization. They don't tend to be tenure-focused. One of the stereotypes that relates, of course, is that they job hop on account of that, but it's more so about the results that they achieve. And in that regard, the hierarchy piece is not something that attracts that particular generation at all. Organizations with more fluid structures, more flat models, and, of course, most definitely performance and merit-based reward systems tend to excel with this generation much more so than those focused on things such as tenure and title.
That's what great insight you have here, Scott. And one of the things that really jumped out at me of what you've just said that really resonates for me based on the work with my clients who tend to be boomers and Gen Xers is, many times I will work with a leader who has, this brilliant millennial on their team or several. And my client will be very uncomfortable about feedback going both ways or, the feedback funnel not going from, the leader, from the senior most person to the, less senior person and it always flowing in that way. There's a lot of discomfort around, being more collaborative in terms of feedback and flattening out the hierarchy. There's a lot of, discomfort around that, to be frank. Mm-hmm. So very interesting, for, I think, my listeners and, for my clients to think about, how do you continue to build your brand by being comfortable or at least, trying to, be perceived as being comfortable even when you're not, or even when the ways that your millennial teams you know, they may communicate with you differently, or they may provide feedback that you're not used to getting, and just being able to manage that and to hold that. So,
and I think that's an excellent point. And one quick thing on that, which I do caution millennials against, and my baby boomer colleagues thank me for, is its delivery. millennials and Gen Y are not the best thing since sliced bread. As a cusper myself, I could say that. I tell them that too. And, you know, just because they expect that feedback and that open communication in all directions does not mean after 1 week on the job that they, you know, should go barging into their boss's office and make demands. You know, one of the things that often comes up when we do some role playing in the workshops, which is quite interesting. So, just a word of caution to any Gen Y and millennials that may be out there.
Right. Right. Caution.
Yeah,
exactly.
Delivery. Yeah.
Exactly. So, great. So, good. So, another thing, the next thing here on your checklist is this concept of corporate citizenship. And if you would say a little bit more about that, what do you mean, and how do you engage Gen Y employees via corporate citizenship?
Sure. And that actually goes back to your question you had asked me earlier, Rochelle, in regards to why I started Tolera Solutions, because corporate citizenship for me is personally big in regards to making the difference, having the sense of purpose. And that is a huge thing for Gen Y and for organizations and leaders to engage and attract Gen Y, is understanding that they have a need and desire for a sense of purpose, but at a broader level than for just themselves. And a lot of times that piece tends to go somewhat unaddressed. It's a very big civic-minded generation, relates to a lot of those social and cultural factors I had mentioned previously. But they seek careers that allow them to have social significance. So the more an organization can engage in corporate citizenship, and what I mean by that is social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I was doing generational work with a client, they said, but we're socially responsible, you know, we're green. And I said, green is one way to go. I said, yes. I said, but what are you doing overall for the greater good as it relates to what's important to your Gen Y millennial workforce? So, long story short there, we developed some strategies based on some of the things that the millennials themselves were doing. For example, one was working with veterans because his father was a wounded veteran. So he needed time off to actually assist in that regard. But the organization got behind, did matching, approved the time off. And therefore, this particular millennial, but others in the organization too, that was an important issue for their performance and engagement went up. So it's that connectedness and sense of purpose is very important to the Gen Ys and millennials. And the more that an organization and leaders can actually figure out, how to go ahead and take advantage of that, in a bad way, but synchronize with that, the better off they're going to be in attracting and retaining this cohort.
Interesting. So this is really rich information that you're sharing with us, and this idea of social responsibility being so important to this generation. I think one of the stereotypes of millennials is that they're not socially responsible,
mm-hmm.
which I cannot comprehend how that stereotype came to be, because you see time and time again how millennials are really, really fired up around socially responsible organizations, socially responsible entrepreneurship, that kind of thing. And so very interesting. So another thing that on your checklist, which I think is interesting, is this idea of outside the box benefits. So can you give us a snapshot of what that is? And we have to cut to a break here in a couple minutes, Scott, but give us a sense of what kinds of benefits do Gen Yers really look for that help them stay engaged in organization?
Sure. And what I mean by outside the box is everybody likes money, including millennials and Gen Y, but it's not always an option. And, you know, there are things that are often more important as well. And for Gen Y, one of the things that's more important in regards to benefits to keep them actually engaged is asking them, what is it that, would keep you engaged? What is it if you're performing well that we could offer to you that would help you to stay performing, 100%? And, let them make choices. certain things that are done, such as, you know, flex spending, paternity leave, adoption assistance, I mean, those things are standard benefits, and of course, they're important to Gen Y and millennials as well. But, you know, additional things such as certain rewards programs, or even things that earning, you know, flexible work arrangements for performing are often more important than dollars. You know, there's an organization that I had worked with in the past that's now still a client of mine, and they have a whole entire corporate rewards program where employees can earn points as attached to their performance appraisal, and then they can cash in those points through a third-party vendor for various things, from tickets to shows, to iTunes gift cards, to computers, to clothes, to whatever it may be that's important to them. And there's a lot of vendors and companies out there now that are working with organizations to help them craft those type of outside-the-box benefits.
Wow, that's a great example. That's wonderful. So, Scott, actually, it's time for us to take a quick break. This is Cheryl McCreary, and my guest today is Scott Spann. He is a generational diversity expert. He is the CEO of Tolero Solutions, and you're listening to us on The Leader in the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned, and we will be right back after the break.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Is your business model robust enough? In today's ever-changing business environment, people are working to transform themselves, their futures, and their business. Tune in to Business Reinvention with your host, Nancy Lynn. To stay ahead of the game in business, you have to constantly reinvent yourself and your organization. With Nancy's experience and that of her guest experts, you'll learn from stories of inspiration, innovation, and forward thinking. Listen for Business Reinvention live every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you and your family in debt? Today, over 40% of American households are spending more than they make. And that means our society is getting deeper and deeper in debt. Escape the Debt Trap with host and attorney Kenneth Neely is here to help you avoid the problems involved with debt, including rebuilding credit, filing bankruptcy, short selling your home, resolving IRS tax problems, and much more. Escape the Debt Trap airs live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Cheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
And this is Cheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader and the Muse, and we are back. We are speaking with Scott Spann. He's the CEO of Tolero Solutions. He is also a generational diversity expert, and I have to tell you, this checklist he has that's entitled Generational Engagement, it's a Gen Y checklist on how to engage Gen Y employees. Our show is based on this checklist. You can go right to his website and get a copy of it. That's info@tolerosolutions.com. That's T-O-L-E-R-O solutions.com. So run right over to Scott's website after the show and be sure to get this. It's a freebie. It's under the tab Useful Resources. So make sure to look that up. So, Scott, we're back, and we just left off with out of the box benefits for Gen Y being an incredibly engaging or tool of engagement. And so we're going to just do some snapshots of some of these other checklist items, and then folks can pick it up on your website. So tell us about work-life balance. Why does Gen Y, you know, why is that such a thing, the work-life balance?
Well, work-life balance is extremely important to Gen Y. It goes back to how they actually grew up, too, in regards to decision-making and whatnot and having flexibility. But in the short of it is, from a work-life balance perspective, that Gen Y have an I-can-have-it-all mentality. That doesn't mean they don't perform, but along with that mentality, you know, is, you know, they want to raise their children, spend time with family, social networks, and still meet challenges at work. So what we say to organizations in that regard is the key is balance. So if they can do their work from, you know, their kid's soccer game on the sidelines and still get it done, then do everything you can to allow for that type of work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then one of the things that we talked about earlier, this idea of being able to communicate with the boss and feedback going both ways. So you say here that coaching and communication are key tools of engagement for Gen Y. And why is that?
Well, one of the main reasons, too, is that the stereotype that, you know, Gen Y shouldn't get coaching because they're young, or Gen Y doesn't know how to communicate. And I often, you know, coach and speak with boomers that I work with about this and say, well, then offer it to them. if you think they need to be coached in a specific skill set, because they are open to that feedback. They request that feedback. And if you can provide that feedback and coaching to them and that open communication to them, then you're much more likely to keep them engaged. Because, you know, they consider experience to have little value in a world of constant change, right? So, I mean, for them, now don't view this as a disrespectful thing, but they harness the view of communication. So they prefer coaches, not bosses, is the bottom line on that piece.
Very interesting. And over last summer, I worked with a group of Gen Y leaders, and I was really struck by the fact that they were incredibly thrilled, excited, and at having a coach, having a coach brought in to work with them. And it really increased their loyalty and commitment to their organization. That's what I've heard subsequently from their boomer bosses, is it's really increased their loyalty, their teamwork, because they felt like the company was making an investment in them to bring in a coach to work with them over time. So, great point. What about this idea of tapping into technology? What is that all about?
Well, that goes to the communication piece as well. But, you know, Gen Yers are used to technology, and, you know, the tail end, the millennials really were born with it at their fingertips. So, you know, similar to the Facebook example I used earlier, but utilize it whenever you can. It goes to the work-life balance piece as well. So if you can take advantage of technology, you're not going to disengage this particular generation. You're going to further engage this particular generation. You know, mobile technology, you know, CBT training, you know, whatever the case may be. You can even use it for, even utilize technology for team building exercises. People say you'll get the opposite effect, but the way this generation tends to be engaged with utilizing technology, you'll actually more likely get positive results.
Great. And then what about, we just have a couple of minutes here. What about this idea of connectedness you know, them feeling like they're really a part of the success of the organization, not just an employee? Can you speak to what that means for Gen Yers?
Yeah, for Gen Yers, I mean, that goes back to the big piece of wanting to make a difference. So to make a difference, you need to know where you fit in. And they need to know that their values and beliefs align to those of the organization, both from a cultural perspective and from a day-to-day perspective as well.
Great. And then what about comfort with diversity, right? So we just have this election where, you know, there's a lot of language around demographics is destiny, and just the shift that is happening in our country. What does this mean that Gen Ys are really keyed into being comfortable with diversity, and that being something that engages them?
Right. Well, you know, this particular generation, as you mentioned, and diversity is very important to them. So, you know, if they see that only one type of person tends to move up in an organization, or only one type of person tends to succeed, you know, your quote, good old boys network, for example, then that's seriously going to impact them negatively, and that's going to impact their engagement and retention. Since they do recognize and embrace all facets of diversity, gender, race, ethnicity, orientation, et cetera, it's very important that your leadership mix is inclusive of those groups as well.
And I love that you mentioned the idea of implementing affinity groups, and that, mm-hmm. that really provide a way to drive diversity initiatives, or to just provide fellowship around those different the diverse groups that are within an organization. So great idea there, and it's in the report. And so the very last thing, and we just have a minute here, is make it fun. So give us one or two sentences that really talk about ways to make it fun for Gen Yers.
Sure. It's how I operate my business. Work hard, play hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's the short of it. So, you know, you want to create an environment where Gen Y feels, you know, safe and secure and happy to bring their full selves to work. That includes who they are personally, not just professionally. Understanding not every organization can be Google, but if you expect them to work hard, then whatever works for your organization and for your culture, then make it fun for them as well.
Great. Great. So, Scott, thank you so much for today. We have come to the end of our show, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing this incredible top 10 ways to engage Gen Y employees checklist with us. You can get that checklist at TolleroSolutions.com, TolleroSolutions.com. This is Scott Spann. This has been Cheryl McCreary, the host of A Leader in the Muse. Thank you so much for listening, and join us again every Friday, 12 noon Pacific.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Cheryl McCreary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.